chapter 13, Mishnah 6. Ha'ore al-hasade v'hu chasum ale ba'ed. If a person contests a field, but he signed on it as a witness. So let's get this case right. Let's say Clive bought a field from you, El. Clive buys a field from you, and I sign as a witness on that document of purchase that he bought the field from you. I sign as a witness to that transaction. Then I come along and I say, actually, the field that you had, Al, you actually stole from me. You stole that field from me. Right? So now, what goes on over here? Because on the one hand, you know, I've claimed that you stole the field from me, but on the other hand, I signed the witness on the document of sale from you to Clive. So, you know, what do we say over here? Admon Omer. So Admon says, Yechol hu sheyomar. You can say, Hasheni noach li harishon kasha amenu. That the second guy is preferable to me, and the first guy is more difficult to me. In other words, I'm scared of you, El. You stole my field. You're a big, tough bully, and I'm very scared of you. So I signed the sale because it's easier for me. I'm not so scared of Clive. I wanted to get the field to Clive, and then I can go get the field from Clive. So in this case over here, it says, Admon, there's a valid reason why I would sign such a sale, even though the field was stolen from me. And therefore, we wouldn't dismiss me out of hand. The rabbi say, Ibad is chusa. If I sign for another, they disagree, that's it. Boy, the field's gone. You want to sign on a document like that, you lost your rights to ever claim that field back again. And that, the Rambam says, is the case. I mean, is the halacha over there. If I sign that contract, you can't have it both ways. And then, asa siman l'acha, but where they both agree, is if I make a sign for another person, I'll tell you what that is now, and Ibad es is chuso, then he's definitely lost his right. So what this is if someone else buys an adjacent field from me, say now George comes and he buys a second field from me, and on the document of the field, marking out the boundaries, I say the field is next to Alan's field. That's the border. It borders Alan's field. So once I've said that in a different document of sale to George, then everyone agrees I can never ever come back later and claim the field back from you because I've said it's yours. Now that I've said it's yours, and I can never retract on that admission, really.